I've not started yet, so. You ready? Okay, we're gonna start recording here. Click a couple of my buttons.
We did have it. We had something else we got to.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:00 PM on Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022, also known as 2-2-2-2. Or Tuesday, yes. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 8th, 2022. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve as presented.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the bid award for Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction. Obviously, we had many bids, which I was really happy about. That was great to hear. And pretty competitive bids overall. Chip, do you want to say anything?
I think we've got a great, low bidder. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Chip.
Yeah, so as a reminder, Wayne Asphalt actually worked on our Wooddale project when we did this the last time. So I think that it is a good thing. Obviously, we had a lot of great bidders, but I think we'll go ahead and let's see. Probably. Okay. So we probably should make a motion to award the bid first and then go through these documents, correct? Marcia, sorry. Should we award the bid and then go through all the bid documents? Let's see this on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to award the Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction bid or project bid to Wayne Asphalt and Construction Company in the total amount of $1,114,192.75.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So now we will go to the notice of award. Actually, let's go first to the agreement between owner and contractor. That's on the agenda first. And you've all had a chance to take a look at that. Any questions about that? Marsh, have you had a chance to look at this?
No, and I'm just really struggling to get
okay, this. That's okay. Sorry. I'm gonna pass over the agreement to start with, and I'll just go to the notice of award, which is page 11 in your packet. So, again, this is just the notice of award to Wayne, specifically Wayne Asphalt, that they were the high bidder, or the low bidder, for the project. Do I have a motion to approve the notice of award?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Okay.
So I think what we'll do is, in order to give Marcia a moment to take a look at that, I think we'll come back to the agreement and the notice to proceed. Okay? So let's go ahead and go to the street cut permits. First, okay, so is there any concerns for 278 West Longfellow, 711 South Cottonwood, either of those from our utilities or anybody? Okay. Then I guess we'll take them together unless there's a problem with the Board of Works. Yeah, any concerns about that?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve 278 West Longfellow Boulevard and 711 South Cottonwood Court for the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the street closing, I'm sorry, the Jefferson Street lift station SCADA system quote. Mike.
This is a quote I got from J&K. For the long-term patrol plan, we had to have the antenna and the pole removed over there And this is to reinstall. The pole disappeared. Everything disappeared. I'm not exactly sure where it went. So this is the quote to replace everything other than the radio equipment. Radio equipment is installed and working. When springtime comes and leaves on the trees come out, then our current antenna will not be satisfactory. We'll lose signal. So I have this quote here, and as soon as we can get this stuff ordered and get it installed, hopefully before the leaves come out. So, okay.
Questions of Mike?
Nope.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve quote number 50945 with J&K Communications for a total amount of $23,191.41.
Second.
Is that the right amount? That's the amount I see. I just want to make sure before I go and approve it.
$23,191.41.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So next up is Timber's Edge construction warranty time frame. So I don't know, Chip, if you know about this. Obviously, Kelly's not here, but. I know that this was something where for Timber's Edge, I know that this is, I mean, they did it, put it in. I don't know if they just didn't turn in the form or what the deal was. I sent a text, but I haven't gotten a response back. Do we know if we've been plowing Timber's Edge or not for snow?
Yes, we have. I do know
Yes,
that.
We have been. Okay.
I do.
Okay. So, effectively, we've taken it on without actually accepting it, which... Again, I think it's just a miscommunication.
Yes, I do know it passed every test, so.
Okay. And keep in mind, it's still under warranty. So it completed the warranty. They're requesting the warranty start date for 6/14/21, with the end date obviously being 1 year later, except for the curbs. And I want to just make that real clear very, very quickly. They came to us and requested, before they put the curbs in, was it sidewalks as well or just curbs?
Believe curbs.
Okay. That they would use a new technology that actually includes fly ash, I believe, which effectively it's better for the environment. And so what I requested out of them was to have a two-year warranty on that, to just so that we had the ability to see if there's a degradation at a faster rate than something else, curbs of a different, you know, our normal style, let's say it that way. So that's why you see a two-year warranty on the curbs, as kind of as presented there. So
not sidewalk, just curbs.
I think it's just curbs. Just curbs? Yes. Okay,
they have not done sidewalks. So
there you
yes,
go. Just curbs. So, any questions regarding that? Are we okay with going from 1 year from 6/14/21 rather than from today for the construction warranty?
They completed it then and they just didn't hand everything in?
Yes.
I have no issues because I know Chip will take care of it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll lay the hammer.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to approve the construction warranty time frame for Timber's Edge with a one-year warranty start date for public streets on 6/14/2021 and a two-year warranty with a start date of 6/14/21 on the curbs.
Any, second.
Thank you. Motion seconded. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closing permit for the Veterans Marathon. This appears to be the same as always, if I could tell.
Got a good map.
Yes. Is it an acceptable map, Tom?
I wasn't even paying attention.
The Veterans Marathon map.
Oh, yes.
Is it acceptable?
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
You're our math guy.
It's like
so.
School. Yes.
Okay. Then I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the request for street closing from Veterans Marathon on November 12, 2022, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is Unanimous. Have I solved enough, Marcia?
Everything's good.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll go back to the Westgate subdivision agreement between the city and Wayne Asphalt. Any questions, comments, concerns about the agreement? Okay. The city attorney has signed off on it, so I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement between owner and contractor for the Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction Phase 1 project with Wayne Asphalt and Construction Co. as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. And finally, we have the notice to proceed, page 13 of your packet. Do I have a motion to approve the notice to proceed?
I'll make a motion. We approve the notice to proceed on the Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction with Wayne Asphalt and Construction Company.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Bills.
I'll make a motion. We pay all accounts payable vouchers from February 22nd, 2022 in the amount of $806,201.70.
I'll second. I find it ironic there's 22 pages to this,
wow,
to this bill.
Sorry.
That's a little creepy.
It is.
That's just creepy. There's too many twos today.
Yes.
Could be an omen.
March is second. Further discussion. All those in favor, share by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
And I'll make a motion. We pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $261,283.85 plus overtime in the amount of $10,766.08.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department reports. Chip.
Still working with Staffco to get the Westgate drainage. Couple potential restaurants coming in, so hold your breath. Don't hold it too long, but hold your breath. And still plugging away.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Tom.
I'm at a meeting today with the LEPC, which is through the EMA, for their annual exercise, which is going to be April 23rd. A lot of details to work out on that, but should be a pretty good day for all agencies to have some training. Other than that, everything is running smooth today. All of our equipment is up and running. That's a big knuckles on the winter.
That's right. Okay, I'm an air mask.
No.
Just jinx yourself.
Yeah, I did jinx myself. But other than that, that is it, Mayor.
Question to Tom. Thank you. Mike.
As Spectrum Engineering, working on the skate and dispatcher, having some issues in there with a couple of our stations. The alarms that come in and comm fails and other things that are showing up that shouldn't be there in ours. So they've been working with between Spectrum, J&K, and been working in there. Hopefully they're getting closer to a solution to that. Torque Engineering was in earlier this month and calibrated all our flow meters. We have to have that done yearly for our permit, so those are all done and everything passed. The first main RFQs, I sent all those out on the 11th, and to date, I talked with the company today. We sent out 11 requests, and I've had 8 responses today so far, so... some of their questions on beans, which I don't understand. They said they don't like to do it that way because they're bidding compensation packages. And I said, you're not bidding a compensation package. I said, the compensation package is separate than your qualifications. You're graded on your qualifications. You're not graded on how much it's going to cost us. I said, so that the company that I met with today, or not really met with them, but the guy stopped in. I told him, so I'm having no meetings. He goes, I got 2 questions. I said, okay. And that was one of them. You know, should we go ahead with this? I said, well, do you do that type of work? Yeah, it's in our wheelhouse. It's perfect for us. Well, then, yeah, you need to send your information in so we can look at it. So, but yeah, I have to tell you that, you know, we're going to look at the grading on your qualifications first, and that's why the compensation package is separate. So, we have 8 so far. Will we get all 11? I don't know. I've not heard from the other ones. I've not even got a response back. They even looked at it. Mm-hmm. So, slick boiler, we're going to have our pressure relief valve. When we had our inspection done, our yearly inspection and tune-up on that done, it's leaking, so they're going to order a new valve and put that in. And unless you have questions, that's pretty much it.
Questions to Mike?
Nope.
Thank you. Mike?
I gave you that paper earlier. We had talked about VFDs. I'd like to do the one well 9 and get it completed, and then later on in the year come back if we have extra money to do the well 8. And the total is for well 9 will be $59,899.
And remind me where well 9 is.
Well 9 is at the park.
At the park. Gotcha. And for the public, do you want to just talk about what a VFD is real quick?
What do they do? It is a, it's the drive. It's that what, when the well turns on with a variable frequency drive, it comes up, ramps up slowly and shuts down slowly. Where a regular drive, it's on and off.
What's that for?
And you said, you said the total amount was what, 59 what?
$59,899.
Here
you
go.
Thank you. Yeah, that's just a combination of a couple of different things on here. So, any questions for Mike about installing a VFD into well 9?
No, I think it makes sense for less wear and tear and longevity of the mechanicals.
I'll make a motion we approve Mike's request to go with Peerless Midwest for the installation of a VFD on well 9 and other equipment associated in the amount of $59,899.
Second.
Motion second and further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you. Also, we've been working, doing some drain work for the last couple days, or since our big rain and meld off, so we had to go out and do a couple of days too. So that's what the guys are doing.
Question to Mike? Thank you. Mark?
We're in the middle of baseball and softball registration, so people are coming in the office to do that. We also have all the father daughter dance pictures showed up today, so people are coming in like crazy to get those. So we've called and texted most people. Bought the pictures. We avoided a lot of flooding last week. It was still flooded, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been, which is good. But I've been ordering a lot of supplies, getting things that we need for the summer. And the guys got our lift out of the pool. We've been there for a while because there were no brakes. So we got it out of there, and we're getting the brakes fixed. So.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Questions?
Do they register up in the new building, or are they down
in our office?
In the office.
Yeah.
Thank you. Terry?
Worked with John Rogers from Peerless Midwest today and SDS, trying to get the communication issue figured out between well 9 and the skating work and the fiber network. That's the only update I got.
Mike, how does the VFD have anything to do with that, or is it completely different?
It runs the well, what we're trying to get turned on and how we get communications back from the well house.
Gotcha.
It doesn't matter what drive we have in there, we still have to have communications.
Sure.
I do know, have you talked to John or the other guy lately?
Today.
Yeah, well, I guess when John was getting ready to leave, they're going to get together and work to try to get it. It could be something that we have a problem in our fiber somewhere, which it doesn't affect us because you don't have to. You can have a delay in it, but we can't have a delay in a well turning on. So
yeah,
we don't know where the problem's at. Neither one of them's taking blaming the other. They just know they have to work together to try to figure it out.
Gotcha. Okay. Questions of Terry? Thank you. Sean?
I met with A1 Door today at all of our substations. You know, we've been working on trying to get keypads on our substation for almost 8 years now. So we've kind of pulled them about face, and we're going to go with keypad readers for our IDs that have already have a reader in it. All my guys have them. So we're going to put those on some of our doors so they can make entry. They don't have to worry about keys if they're out in the middle of the night working on the substation or working on power outage, so they have their ID on them. We had our SCADA was down for a small bit of time, and Spectrum did a great job of getting that back up at the end of last week. In front of you is the title page for our bid package for the Main Street lighting project, which we've talked about quite a bit. Basically, this is just the title page. We're not approving the project, but if we want your guys' signature on the title page when we send it out for bid, basically is all what that boils down to. Jeff from United Solar Share brought that with you tonight. We just like to have it official for sending out for bid package. We'd like to have that out middle of next month. I think we're thinking actually just for bid. So if you would, I'd appreciate a signature. Just like I said, make that an official bid package.
Like post underground lighting. Well, yeah. Will you give just a 2-second synopsis of what you're thinking for Main Street?
So Main Street, we've talked about a few times. There's 15 holes in between Main Street and US 30.
That's a good
guy. Those are all on state right away, so they have to meet all state specs, which makes the cost a lot more expensive, which also brings in United Consulting. Otherwise, they're going to come to talk to you yourself. Yeah, there's going to be 15 poles. They're black poles. They have a decorative arm. They have banner arms. They have hangers for our Christmas decorations. They have outlets to park our decorations in. The poles are already here. We already have all the poles. We're just now going out for a contractor to come in and set the concrete bases and set the poles up and wire them all up. So that's what this is for.
Speaking of wiring, will these have outlets? In the bottom?
Not at the bottom.
At the top.
Where the Christmas decorations are.
Because if there's a festival, then there's really no power, right?
Well, we're not really going to have a festival on Main Street.
Don't say never.
I don't think we can state the shutdown of state that way, but you never know.
That's right.
You never know. But yeah, that's, and actually two of those poles have to have a safe breakaway point. Specs from the state highway. It's going to be a great project once we finally get it completed. But because that's always, those lights are all leaning in towards each other, and there's overhead wires. When we're done, they'll all be underground. Everything will be nice. We'll be able to put banners up there if we so choose. Everything's already made for like Christmas decorations and everything else. So it's going to. Eventually, I'd like to continue that all the way through town. But once we see the cost of this project, we'll understand why we're doing it in phases.
And if you grow some goods to help pay for it.
That's true. That whole section right next to 30.
So the service, obviously, the electric department provides to the city. It's one of those things that we don't get compensated for. But we do provide, and light usage, we bill basically the cost of electricity for the street lights. So there's really no money to be had, but it's important for us to be a good partner with the city, civil city. It'll be really nice when you're done.
So all you're asking us to do is basically sign the front page.
Correct.
So it goes out for bid.
That's right. And that gives it. Package that we can then put out for bid for you guys.
Gotcha. Any problems with it? I'm good with signing it.
I'm good.
Everyone good? Okay. So.
Last thing I'll mention on my report is we began looking at the 70-foot 18 to 24 months out on trucks right now.
That's true.
So we're going to get movement on these specs. And so hopefully in the next few months I'll be able to bring you specs for a new tree truck slash the newer truck will be a squirt boom that goes as high as the tree truck we currently have. The current tree truck is so massive that it's hard to work lines with it. The newer one with the squirt boom, we're going to be able to use it for multi-purpose. It won't be just a tree truck. So that's going to be a really beneficial piece of equipment to my guys. One thing I am working on to get with Marsha on is a lot of utilities are using
thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Sally?
No, sir.
I don't think I have anything at the moment. Walt?
I do not.
Nicole?
Nope.
Press? Audience? Okay, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.